Hello and welcome to Oasis D. I'm Kathy Kwan and I'm your host for this episode. And we're going to be discussing the new Oasis D that will become effective on January 1, 2019. So we're coming up on that really pretty quickly. And I wanted to talk a little bit about why we're doing this. It's to standardize post-acute care across the horizon, and it's to help us meet the some of the provisions that were set up in the IMPACT Act. It's also supposed to help reduce some of the time and paperwork that's required for home health care. So with that, there are a few new items that have been added, and there's different time points at which different versions will be asked. Some of the items have been removed from the old Oasis C, and some different ones have been added in there. Some of it will reduce some time, but of course, we always know that whenever something is new, there's going to be a learning curve. So that's going to add to your time probably in the very beginning, and hopefully, eventually, it will get to a point where it will be easier to do. CMS has posted on their website several different trainings and information on the actual item set of involved in the Oasis D, and those are all listed on my Oasis page on homehealth101.com, so you can find the links to those things there. So I want to talk about some of the new items that have been added in here. This is Section J, which refers to health conditions of your patient, and Section GG, which is the functional abilities and goals. There's going to be some more in-depth information that you'll need to fill out on these sections. And remember that the OASIS, any OASIS, is an assessment and not an interview. You're expected to ask the patient to perform tasks and to observe them, and not just ask them whether or not they can do something. If the patient's status has a tendency to vary on the day of your assessment, you can report what the patient's usual status is, or what is true that greater than 50% of the time, to get an idea of what's actually happening with this patient. Now, some of the items have a new response, which can be a dash, but in the trainings, they will caution you that you need to not use that unless it's absolutely necessary and that none of the other options fit that particular question. Some of the responses to documentation are the patient's current status should be available on observation of their condition and the ability at the time of the assessment without having to refer back to prior assessments or documentation that you have. But you can do that if you need to, and you can confer with your physical therapist, your occupational therapist, speech therapist, and determine what their observations have been as well. On the Start of Care Oasis, you're going to have 5 days to complete that Oasis, and it's recommended that you take that time and that you do confer with your other disciplines. CMS has provided a comprehensive manual to help you understand what you're expected to do to answer these questions and what some of the circumstances may be. They want you to minimize the amount of NA or unknown responses, and again, that dash only when absolutely positively necessary. You need to understand the definitions of words as used in the OASIS, and that the complete OASIS items, you need to complete OASIS items accurately and comprehensively and adhere to any of the skip patterns. And to reiterate, OASIS is always an ongoing project, and there may be changes as we go along. This is the third or fourth complete redevelopment of the OASIS, and in between there's been many different changes. So with anything in home health, it always changes. It's not going to stay the same, and we need to just have to be able to adapt to it and to stay current with that. The Oasis D is going to include many different items, from clinical record items. You're going to have to know when the patient was discharged from the hospital, or the last time they've been there, or were they discharged from a skilled nursing facility. You're also going to have information about any immunizations that they have had, such as the flu shots, pneumonia vaccines, and shingles vaccines, etc. There will be questions about their living arrangements, whether they live alone, what kind of assistance that they have, and what kind of assistance that they probably need. There'll be information about their sensory status. You'll have to do a head-to-toe skin assessment. They'll want to know about their respiratory status, their elimination status, neuro, emotional, behavioral, and then their ADLs and IADLs, and how well they perform them. And those, again, remember that you're going to have to be assessing the patient on these things, not just asking them. They'll need a complete list of their medication, any kind of care management that they have, therapy need for physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy. Have they had any emergent care, and what their discharge instructions were from there. And then functional abilities and goals and their health conditions. The OASIS-D will be completed at the start of care, at a resumption of care following an inpatient facility stay, at recertification within the last 5 days of each 60 days recertification period, any other follow-up during the home health episode of care where there's changes. And if the patient transfers to an inpatient facility, of course, you'll fill out that transfer information so that the OASIS is suspended until there is a resumption of care. If the patient dies at home or is discharged from the agency, again, you will fill out another type of OASIS. All of these assessments, with the exception of the transfer to an inpatient facility or a death at home, are going to require that the clinician is present and makes a face-to-face visit with that patient during a home visit in order to complete the OASIS information. Because again, it's an assessment, not an interview. Not all of the OASIS items will be completed in each one of these particular OASIS time points, but it will be expected to be an assessment of an ongoing situation from your start of care to your recertification to your discharge. There should be some improvement shown in each one of those particular line items. And so that is what gets reported on the home health compare on the website. And that's what the data is pulled to show which particular kinds of patients you have and expertise at, where your downfalls are, and where you shine. So it's important that you answer these questions accurately and based on your particular patient at that particular visit in order to show your ability to meet your goals and to improve the outcomes for the patients. Like the other OASISs have been, they are only completed by an RN, a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, or a speech therapist. The occupational therapist never does a start of care, but they can continue on with the patient as the last discipline in the home and even do a recertification and the transfers and discharges alike. But they do not do the start of care. All of the other disciplines are allowed to do start of care. The social worker never completes an OASIS, nor does the LPN or LVN or a physical therapy aide or an occupational aide. It has to be done by the RN or the therapist. Okay, so you need to download the OASIS manual from the CMS website, the link that I have provided on the OASIS page on homehealth101.com, and you need to proceed with the paperwork and follow along with the questions in the manual for any specific instructions and what types of answers you need to give to this particular questions. Again, they've added some, they've taken some away, and they've made some changes. Now, when you download this document and look at it, it may not appear the same way that your agency document is going to look, because your agency may take these questions and incorporate them into a whole assessment document that they require. And if you're using the electronic version or you're using a paper version, you're going to be answering a lot more information and questions for the agency as well as the OASIS. So what's available on the CMS site is just the OASIS item set and the questions that are required to be answered and the information transmitted electronically to Medicare. So it's just an example, but it will give you all of the questions that need to be answered. And then it also helps to explain to you the terminology and some of the ideas on, you know, how do you answer this question? What's the best way to answer this question? Because we all know that, you know, not everything is black and white. So download the documents, read through the manual, look at the training that's available on CMS, and then if there's any other training that's available through the company that you working for or wish to work for, be sure to sign up for that and make sure that you get there and that you can ask your questions live in that particular setting. So I hope this has been helpful. We'll know more as we progress and get into the actual use of it. And I'm sure there'll be some little tweaks and changes that'll come along in the time frame after January. But it will be required to be used on every single patient as of January 1. And if you have a patient that's ongoing, that started in, say, November or December, and they're still ongoing and you're going to be doing a recertification or a discharge, you'll be using the new OASIS D document for that particular OASIS and moving forward. You won't go back and use the OASIS C to recertify that patient because all OASIS that's going to be required after January 1 is the OASIS D. So I hope that's been helpful and that you have some success in your career in home health and that you love it. And we'll keep up with the podcasts as things change. So check in with us from time to time and make sure that we've got the latest and greatest ideas for you. Okay? Thanks. Bye.